Welcome to City Talk. I'm Internal Communications Coordinator Carrie Hutchins, and in today's episode, we'll be discussing all things IT. The city's Information Technology Department affects all areas of the city and has been pivotal in supporting and connecting us through the COVID-19 pandemic. Joining us today, we have IT Director Pat Hartley and IT Services Manager Jasmine Smiley. Take a listen. To start us off, I just wanted to ask a quick icebreaker. Pat, we'll start with you. What is the thing that you're most looking forward to this summer?
This summer, I'm hoping over the last year, the supply of fossilized Baltic and Peruvian amber is completely dried up, which makes finding embedded prehistoric mosquitoes with dinosaur blood nearly impossible to find. And I don't have to tell you, Carrie, how badly that's impacted our work here at the lab. I mean, really. So I'm really hoping that maybe that'll pick up again and we'll start to see the amber trade pick up. And that's going to be really important to what we're doing.
Absolutely. Very good. Jasmine, what about you?
I think I'm most excited for just being able to get back to doing the things that we love. You know, I have a son who's 4, and so a lot of the things growing up in a pandemic are a first time for him, whether it's, you know, swimming in a swimming pool or being able to go out and have fun or to the movie theater for a first time. And so you just didn't think about it that way before a pandemic, but being able to get him out and about is something that I am looking forward to and experiencing that all over again.
Yeah. So to start with our first question, Pat, I'll start with you. As the city's IT director, what do you think staff should know about the services we provide, and what tips do you have for our employees?
Oh, this is about IT. I'm so sorry. I thought you were on the bioethics committee. You can just edit out that first statement, right, Carrie?
Right.
Okay. So I think a lot of folks only see the tip of the IT iceberg. Our support of things like Office 365 and Teams and collaboration tools and email and et cetera, they see that because that's their day-to-day experiences with IT. You know, when they need help, they go to IT help. And it's usually about one of those things. What a lot of folks don't really know is that the city's technology is enterprise class. That is to say, it's the same designs and hardware and software and brand names that you all recognize, IBM, you know, Lenovo. And those are the same technologies and the same designs you'll find at any kind of Fortune 500 company. You're a little bit more in depth and you get a little geeky into it. We're running more than 100 servers in the data center on the third floor. And in those servers, they contain about 50 plus terabytes of data. That's a whopping lot of data. That's everything from Word documents to 234 layers of GIS data sets to hundreds of hours of inspection videos of things like our water mains. And most people just don't realize that. And it's a hard number to visualize. What that really looks like in the real world is you imagine copying all of that information onto floppy disks. Everybody remember floppy disks, right? Or did I just date myself? So if you took that data and you copied it all out, it would take about just over 35 million floppy disks. And they would weigh in at about 787 tons, which is equivalent to somewhere around 339 2019 Ford F-150 Super Cab four-wheel drive pickups. The white ones, not the red ones. The red ones weigh more. So that's kind of gives you an idea of what we deal with on a daily basis. We back that up. We move it around. We provide that back to both the staff and to the community, depending on what it is. Another example would be you kind of look at our email flow, where we receive nearly 35,000 emails a week from outside the city, and we send nearly 9,000 out to other organizations. That's a lot of mail transfer, more technology than we do people at the city. We have about 780 mobile devices and equipment, along with just over 770 laptops and desktop computers. Solving just a bit more than, on average, 500 incident tickets, support requests in a month. And we're doing that all with the same size staff we had when I started back in 2010. It's an amazing bunch of people who do a lot of really hard work for the city. I'm always kind of floored by those numbers when I start to look at them. Does that help answer your questions, Carrie?
That's really helpful.
Good,
Jasmine, do you have anything you wanted to add to that question?
I think it's always just interesting, you know, some folks think of IT and all they think about is the people who they call when their computer breaks.
Right.
but really the services that we provide extend to so much more. It's also keeping us running on a day-to-day basis. You know, we have network admins that truly keep us going. So even through the pandemic, you know, keeping our servers running and keeping being able to connect to our network, right? And those are the behind the scenes. And then even our technicians who are front end customer service, answering questions down to how do I manage a PDF and how do I get my Outlook installed on a new computer, right? So it's such a wide range of scope that we know about the services that we provide, but it takes every single one of our folks that we have to be able to do that. And sometimes it's working kind of in the shadows just to make sure that the rest of the services at the city can maintain up and running for business.
Oh, that's great. For question number two, Jasmine, I wanted to start with you. I'd like to talk about the upcoming computer replacement project / technology refresh, which will affect pretty much all staff at the city in some way. We've been sharing updates on Walter and City News, but can you give a brief overview of this project and what staff should know about it?
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, computers only have a short lifespan. And as time goes on, they're getting even shorter. And so for us at the city of Gresham, the lifespan of majority of our computers has either ended or is close to ending. And so what we are looking at with this project is going through department by department and identifying computers that are out of warranty, or if they are in warranty, giving them a refresh update. So what that looks like is making sure they have the latest and greatest software on their devices, making sure that they are secure and safe. And so either way, an employee will end up with either a new piece of equipment or maintain their equipment, but just with some updated software. And so we are looking to get that going here fairly shortly. Shipping is not in our favor due to the pandemic. And so it's required us to get a little creative, and it's taking us a little bit longer to get things up and running. But really, we will be going department by department. And so it may seem like this project is taking a little bit of time, but it's really to be thoughtful and make sure that we do get folks set up with the devices that they need. Along with that, we are providing some additional training that will get folks going on what is their new device, what can they expect to see, and how does that align with the services that we provide, as we talked about a little bit before. So when to call us, how to contact us, where they can learn to find out more information, and how they can maintain and keep those devices that they're getting up to date. And so as we do release new information, we will constantly share it out on Walter or in City News to make sure that city staff have the latest information on how they can prepare for their project.
Thank you. Pat, anything you wanted to add about that?
I think just to kind of echo what Jasmine said is one of the largest challenges we're having with this particular refresh, and for those of you who were here for the last one back in 2014, 2015, was the global supply chain, especially around technology, is very broken. Normally, we can turn around an equipment order in less than 2 weeks, where we could order laptops and have them here. Now, we're looking at between 90 and 150 days for delivery of equipment, and we have several orders that are just waiting to show up. That's making it really different. I think if you look at the way that Jasmine and her crew will be providing the new technology, it's much more personal and hands-on than the last time, and we're doing more partnering than we did last time. Almost like signing up and coming in for your COVID shot, only not as pokey. You got to make an appointment. You got to come by. You got to do a little training ahead of time. And I think the results of this are going to be really good. I think we're going to see a huge shift from desktop to laptop computers because of lessons learned during the pandemic. And over the last year and a half, I think that's going to be a much more flexible workforce than we've had in the past.
Mm-hmm. Pat, for my next question, I'll start with you. With so many employees working remotely for the past year, the city has increased its use of remote tools like Microsoft Teams and using cloud-based technologies like OneDrive. Mm-hmm. So can you talk more about these tools and why they're so important?
Oh, sure. That's a great question, Carrie. I think the best way to kind of answer your question about the importance of the technology is just to point back in the last 18 months or so. If it hadn't been for cloud services like Amazon Web Services or Microsoft Office and products like OneDrive and Teams, we would have never have been able to pivot like we did back in March of 2020. Remember, we increased the city's remote workforce by 180% in less than a week. And looking at other organizations of our type, a lot of them didn't fare as well. They had not embraced cloud technologies or the kind of work from anywhere, anytime model that we had prepared for. And so it was a benefit we didn't really think about, but turned out to be really important. If you look at the entire Office 365 suite that we all rely on every day, it's allowed us over this last year to learn to collaborate in ways we've never done before. Teams and OneDrive have really made that possible, the sharing and collaborative work using OneDrive, and just the connection that you can drive to your team through the Teams product. It's been really amazing. We've seen a lot of really innovative sort of things happening with Teams. And I think that's going to continue to be the new model, whether we end up back in the offices full time, or we end up in some sort of hybrid model, or we end up in a mix of remote work. The ability to work anytime, anywhere, on anything is going to be really kind of amazing, I think. And we're just going to see that build out. I think the whole world has seen what things like, let's say, Zoom, we've seen a massive increase in participation in council meetings and community outreach use of these tool sets that we hadn't seen before. And I think those kind of ideas are going to continue to grow over the next few years.
Yeah. Jasmine, anything to add about remote tools?
Yeah, I would just say, one, we're super proud of the city for getting up and running quickly. If you think about our turnaround time, of which some teams had to learn about things like Microsoft tools and cloud-based tools, right? It was a matter of days that they had to learn some of this to continue their business at the city. And so we're just super proud of everyone for being willing to learn and to take on that change that we've had to make, right? The other thing that we would just encourage is that openness to learn. So this doesn't end here. And so I think in the beginning, we all were expecting to have an end date to all of this, but we don't know what's coming next. And that kind of aligns with technology. We don't know what update, what new tool is coming out, what that means for us at the city. And so we just absolutely appreciate, city staff being willing and able to adapt to those new things that come down the pipeline for us, because it truly does impact our business every day. So we're just really proud of all of our teams for taking the time to learn all of these new tools in such a short period of time.
Absolutely.
Well said.
And just to end the interview, Jasmine, I'll start with you. Is there anything else you'd like to add before you go? Anything else you'd like to share that we haven't touched on yet?
I would just like to say, one of the number one questions is, we miss seeing you guys in person. So it's we miss you guys too, right? We miss our city staff. But we would encourage folks to reach out to us if there is anything that you need, whether it be through IT help, whether it is giving us a phone call. We're still here. And so we absolutely are still willing to help with things. We, like I mentioned before, we are really proud of city staff for taking so much on their own. However, we know that there is some areas that folks will need help with. So just know that we are always willing to help anytime. And then if there's any changes that you guys would like to see with us, please let us know too, because as we adapt Absolutely. To this new working style, your feedback is number one. And so it's important that we change and we pivot to that as well. But just know that we are always here.
Yeah. And Pat, what about you? Anything else to add?
To build again on what Jasmine said, I think that, we so appreciate the city's flexibility and patience and grace over this last year as we've tried to, enable this new remote work model or this new work paradigm, you want to call it. It's been wonderful. And I feel in a lot of ways like we've gotten to know people even a little bit better. I've gotten to meet people's pets, and I've gotten to meet kids and amazing amounts of amazing sorts of meetings and discussions. And that's been in a lot of ways kind of wonderful. And I'm looking forward to more of that, I think. As Jasmine said, it doesn't beat talking to people and visiting with people in person, but it'll do. And we really appreciate it. It's been a great year of partnership to try and move everything forward. And that has been just really a delight that we hadn't had before. So, and Carrie, if you know anyone who happens to have any fossilized amber that they're willing to donate, please don't hesitate to contact me directly. But okay. Whatever you do, don't mention it to the bioethics committee. It's our secret. Shh.
okay. Oh, well, thank you both very much, and I know how busy you and your crew have been just this entire pandemic. It's been quite a bit, and it's always changing in IT. So
yes, ma'am.
Yes, we appreciate it, and I know that you have a lot of people coming to you for help and advice, so it is much appreciated.
Thanks so much, Carrie, for the opportunity.
Yeah, thank you so much,
Carrie. We really
Carrie.
Appreciate it.
That brings us to the end of our episode. Thanks again to Pat and Jasmine for joining us today. And if you have any questions for IT, don't forget to put in an IT help request, and the team will be happy to assist you. Thanks for listening.